Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alabama beats LSU. And then this tonight, John, I'm sure you'll be dialed in. We got Bama and Purdue.
It's a big one.
Big one.
The biggest bargain in fun. I've taken a position on it. Hey, and I hate to do it, but I did bet Purdue plus three.
Interesting. I was surprised Alabama opened as a 1.5-point favorite, and that went to 3.5 in just a blink of an eye.
Yeah. So, I mean, it touched 4.5, I think, at top.
But Purdue's getting their best player back, right?
Yes, yeah. Trey Compton-Wren's back. Yes. And, you know, I mean, I just feel like two All-Americans, you know, how often are you going to get be catching three? And as you know, the Alabama basketball home court advantage just isn't that great.
The Alabama backcourt is –
it is amazing.
Very good.
It is amazing.
Talk about two All-American. Alabama backcourt may also have that level of talent. I think
LeBaron is my favorite player in college basketball.
Yeah.
Like, I literally love everything he does.
You know, I saw a player comparison that compared him to Mike Conley the other day, and I could squint and see it.
I think he's a little shiftier than Mike even.
Yeah, young Mike. You know, I could see LeBaron being close to a 15-point per game guy in the NBA
that makes sense. I mean, I think his off the dribble game is a little better than Mike's, but you know, he's got the floater, he's got the, you know, the vision. I mean,
we'll see. It's a fun game, and I didn't mean to take us off Bears. Bears have been awesome.
Oh, good, better, best, awesome. As you know, good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Is that the saying?
Don't worry about it. This is relevance on this side.
Yeah,
inside stuff.
I'm just dealing with auto pen, Pete.
I'll give you some good props for still wearing the Raiders gear every single day.
Yep.
I mean, do you feel embarrassed
to the soil
when you put it on in your house and still no one can see you? Do you feel embarrassed, or only when you go out in public?
What really, because I was actually weirdly thinking about this like 3 weeks ago. What really struck me is that I've been wearing Raiders gear pretty much exclusively for like the last, ever since I could like afford them, right? Whenever I got a real adult job. And like, I can honestly count on one hand the number of times where someone has come up to me while I'm wearing this and said, "Hey, man, that was a great game last night." Like, it's always like, "That was, man, that's embarrassing. You still rocking it, you know?"
Right.
Nobody ever comes up and says, "Man, that was an awesome win last night for you guys." No, it's just there. Those situations don't arise, you know. And I buy the merch like a jackass. I'm the
credit
idiot.
To you.
I'm the idiot.
True fan.
That's right. All right, man. Thanks for coming in. And
appreciate
and
you, brother. Good to see you.
Yeah, of course.
We can turn the heat lamp off, Brad. The heat lamps can come off now that Drew's segment is over. Let's hope for better days. Let's hope for better days, man, for everybody. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Stick around, J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency are the best in the business, whether you're selling your home, whether you're an investor. Like, if you're listening and you want to invest in some real estate, man, get the Live Love team. They out here working deals. Deals on deals. Jennifer and her team are the best. They're transparent. They're straightforward. They're going to make sure everybody's expectations are aligned so that by the time, the process is over, everybody's happy. It's not the case for every real estate agency, trust me. But you got to reach out, SodaLiveLoveMemphis.com.
Happy is what I was in 2018 when she sold my home for more money than I thought we could get for it. And then when she helped us pick our new home because she put us in a wonderful situation, a better situation, a love situation, if you will. And that's why I'm always going to love the team over at Live Love. Jennifer Carstensen has built a wonderful team that is only interested in putting you in situations that are great for you, in love situations. So call her up, 901-625-5200. You need to sell a home? Call Jennifer Carstensen. See the greatness at work for you. 901-625-5200. So Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agency.
We have made the executive decision that we're going to take your calls in the next segment. So get ready. Because I am curious, and it sounds like Drew Hill was curious as well. Like, who are the fans directing that? I mean, on social media, it seems to be one way for the most part right now. It's early in the season. You know, we're not in February or March. And so I think that's a key factor here. But it seems like most of the ire is directed at Tuomas Iisalo.
I would agree.
And I understand. I get it. Who's to say his system is the right one? Who's to say that it will work? You know, I mean, is Tuomas Iisalo a future finals winning NBA coach?
Tubby would say, who knows?
Who knows? Although, you know, David Blatt, Igor, what was it, Koskakov, that the Suns hired from one of those European clubs. He got fired after 2 years. Blatt got fired from the Cavs. LeBron hated it. Then they hired Ty Lue and they wanted a ship. So the track record with these coaches coming over and trying to implement their European systems is not great. Although Santi, the European, is thriving. You just got to get
on
more,
some night.
You just got to get more Europeans, man.
Well, we just couldn't. We couldn't criticize him on him. The only, you know, he's a plus in that game somehow. He was the only plus for the Grizzlies. So he was the one thing we couldn't touch.
Yeah.
From that Celtics game.
That's right. Exactly.
But if you're not, you know, you'd like to see that every night.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, if this was going to be your strategy, obviously you draft Ilias Kemardine from Ole Miss, and then you draft Neo from Virginia Tech. Have you watched him by chance? Probably not.
I'm not.
But you will soon. You will see him soon. Neo, his full name is Neoklis Avdalis at Virginia Tech. Sorry. So let's get him. And then we'll kind of fill out the rest of the roster with Euros if we're going to commit to Tuomas Iisalo, right? Anyway, we'll take your calls in the next segment. But right now, we got to do the run now. Let's go. Grizzlies lose. It's becoming too common a phrase these days. 131-95 was your final from Boston. And this is a Boston team that, while, yes, they have a championship pedigree, it is so bad that even Brian Scalabrine was saying, these folks ain't going to have nothing for us tonight before the game started. I'm not talking about the third quarter. He knew before the game started that this was going to get ugly without Ja Morant.
I wonder whether Scalabrine will ever come on in Memphis again
to
based
laugh
on that effort.
That's what he'll do.
Would he ever appear on our show again after? He knew. There's nothing there.
He knew. There is no doubt about that. You know, after the game, you know, Tuomas Iisalo said, we got bullied on the boards, basic things, 58-41 rebounds, 34 second chance points. I mean, now look, on some level, the Celtics, they launch threes. That's what they do. But the defense was like non-existent. Like, the Grizz weren't even closing out. It was like, just watch it go up, you know? It was, you know, and again, you have 4 point guards out, and I understand that, although Javon Small ain't saving your ass. I don't think Ty Jerome is saving you. I don't think Scottie Pippen is saving you last night based on, you know, how lopsided that got. But it is a factor, and I'll give him that. But, you know, Iisalo seemed to be, you know, his thoughts were, one way to lose is to not make shots. That's basketball. You'll have nights where, you know, you don't make shots. But, you know, his issue was to go away from your identity, at least the identity that he believes they have, which I've yet to see, other than we play fast. He says that's the things that we must correct right away. So that, I did see some of that on social media last night, Jason. People were like, what is this team? Like, what is the hallmark of the Grizzlies? It used to be, you know, I don't know, high flying excitement, you know. I don't know what it is now. It's just run fast, I guess.
I'd like to officially, as of today, November 13th, I want to change Vince Williams' name back to Vince Williams. Not because he's been overly impressive, but because as the fifth point guard yesterday, right, given a duty
right
that he should not be ever put in
that's,
place,
that's
you know,
true.
Given again, he did step up with 12-5-2. Activity level for Vince Williams is back.
He's really a hero.
Yep. And I just want to say there will be no more switching of the name unless necessary down the road. But today he is again Vince Williams. Thank you for stepping up, Vince.
I think it's, you know, 2 days after Veterans Day. I think he deserves a Purple Heart for that warrior effort last night. A war fighter, okay. Vince Williams.
It was an embarrassment otherwise.
Bro, you have
Santi to. And now Vince Williams again.
I can only imagine the shock on Vince Williams' face when he was given the information that he'd be starting at point guard.
You're down, as you said, 4 PGs. I mean, who else are you going to give it to? Cam?
He's probably looking at, yes.
The problem with Cam, he's a turnover machine.
Yeah,
he just well, it puts it's unfair to him.
Didn't they start Cam but, against the Raptors?
Yeah, it was ugly, I think. I want to tell
you.
Oh,
this was ugly, too. It's all ugly.
Vince had one turnover. That's such an improvement from our usual point guard.
Yeah, nah, well, yeah,
I'm just saying that's not Cam.
You mean
Cam Spencer,
Ja or Cam?
Well,
or
I just both. I meant Ja. It was a joke.
Yeah,
but I'm saying Cam Spencer coming right in. God bless him.
Yeah,
he sees it. He can't get it there. That's the athleticism. That's where that Cam's great as a shooter on this team. Not as point guard.
No, I mean it was
but,
just
you know, hey, if Ja can't go against Cleveland, maybe you roll old Cam Spencer out there. Need his shooting more.
That's
the issue.
Yep.
That's the issue. And so, anyway, Vince was in a spot you'd hope he'd not have to be in. And he, you know, I salute Vince Williams, just the effort level.
Well, it was
a dead man spot.
I'm glad we found something to,
him and
to celebrate.
Again,
last
Santi
night.
Somehow a plus in that game, +4. Thought the whole damn game was
a negative. Santi's like.
He pulled that out of the fire.
Behind the scenes, Santi's like, I don't know what y'all's big problem is. I mean,
we won the game
great.
When I was out there. He pulled a +4 out of this mess.
That's amazing.
It is.
That is
it really is.
Somebody got a +4 on that team. I would not have guessed
in
it.
In 24 minutes.
Yeah.
They won the game with Santi out there. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Peyton Pritchard was a +42.
Oh, well, their whole team was.
Yeah. Nehemiah Queta was a +29. If you're, I know
Josh Minot just got benched. He was like, give me some. Let me rebuild on these dead grids.
He was the only player that couldn't do anything last night.
Couldn't do anything, still +2, just by default.
How many rebounds he have?
Five. 5 rebounds, 4 assists.
So
the effort level that Missoula that you said.
Bro.
Oh, look at Missoula coaching.
Man, Missoula made the Grizzlies look like a damn.
Dude, I remember when you
hustle.
Thought Willie Green was a great coach. You'll be off Missoula the moment they start. It really comes down to it. He had a team that was built to win the championship.
Did you know that they are no longer even introducing Willie Green in the pregame intros, bro?
He should just walk away.
They're not even saying his name, man. That's terrible.
At one point, he was heralded.
We're still saying.
At least, but somehow, Willie Green from New Orleans, like, who in the hell is that in Memphis that loves me so much?
I don't think.
People here don't love me that much.
I think it's a roster situation. But we're still introducing Isolo here, right?
Well, they're laughing at us now. They're saying, y'all don't have a coach.
Yeah. Which, again, like, I.
We don't know. Jury out, they say.
It's very. You know, I don't know. NBA coaches, it's very rare that I have, like, super strong. I didn't really have that much of an opinion about Taylor Jenkins, to be honest. I just thought Taylor Jenkins had a great, you know, a pretty damn good roster and a superstar point guard, and, you know, he got a lot out of that.
Defensively, those teams were good.
Yeah.
I know Jaren had a lot to do with it, but all of his teams, you know, there was a culture at least that way.
Right. Everybody keeps saying Taylor Jenkins ain't going to be out long. Well, he's still out. I mean,
that's
nobody
true.
Hired him. This.
Yeah, I ain't trying to make him some genius.
Yeah. I mean,
everybody was on the same page.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Now again, Ja was ready for the change.
Right. He was ready for the change.
Once your superstar's done,
yes.
and too many people, Draymond Green included, have you know, gotten that wrong.
Yep. I just, I don't know. I think all NBA coaches are mostly the same in terms of, like, they all know basketball. They all can break down film. Like, it's just the ones that seem particularly great are the ones that can do both, right? Can be a player guy and, you know, or command the respect of the player and also, you know, do the clipboard. So, and it seems like, you know, for Coach Isolo, it's very much one and not the other. And, you know, I don't know if you can get that back. I mean, I think that's the dilemma that the Grizz are going to have to run into or careening toward and about to make contact with, is that you just have, you know, your two highest paid players like totally disengaged. You already had to suspend one. One's playing like he'd rather be suspended in Jaren. So
he's dressing well.
He's sure dressing. There's no doubt about
that. Right now, he's on top of the league.
$50 million next year. I looked at the salaries. He's going to be 20 in the league. He's going to be a top 20 paid player in the NBA.
Imagine the damage that he can do in Paris with that much money in terms of clothes, wardrobe.
Yeah,
and buy a whole house.
That's really what
House of Jaren.
That really gets me excited about the Grizzlies.
I think that's what excites him.
Yes, it is.
Because it didn't look like it was basketball anymore. Get Edie back. Because apparently the Edie repowers up Jaren. Let y'all tell. It's like putting a battery in Jaren's back when Edie gets here. He'll wake up then.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Landale tenure has been horrible.
Don't blame him. He's been thrown in and asked to do something he never should have been asked to do.
That's probably true. I mean, it's not, you know, help is not really, in my opinion, like, it's not on the way. Edie will help on some level, but it's not going to be, you've lost, in my view, too much ground already. If everybody liked each other and everybody was like, you know, we believe in this thing and, you know, it's just a matter of time and you were hearing those rallying cries, you know,
oorah!
Bro, this team is out on each other. They're out on the staff. KCP ain't giving you nothing. I mean, this dude couldn't look more washed if he tried.
Well, he got a bad elbow.
And now he got a bad elbow. I mean, it's what happens when you're old.
I think it's going to be an upgrade. We need to be thanking our lucky stars his elbow got hurt.
Yeah.
Now Cedric can get it.
Dude, Jalen Wells looks like. I mean,
it takes an injury for Isolo just to change the starting lineup up, you know?
Well, I get why he would want to go with a vet. I mean, I do understand that.
Well, it's more, I think, trying to have something on that second unit. And if you take Cedric off of it with KCP struggling.
Right.
Because at this point, yeah, you'd love to have a vet out there. But what's that vet giving you? If it's not leadership, if he's broke from three.
Yeah.
And he's not defending at a high level.
Man, what is KCP doing out there?
So it's, you know, again, he is injured in fairness to him. But he is not part of your future again. So I'm not overly worried about benching KCP, and surely this will help facilitate getting Coward in there.
No, I
maybe
think
at least
true.
Helps combat your slower starts.
Yeah,
or your bad first quarters.
It's just bad. It's all bad. I mean,
it's all bad. It's all bad.
You know,
issue is, again, and for the fans that are all pointing the finger at Isolo, I would just say this, and I'm curious about the calls and who most people are blaming, is that if you fired Isolo and you just say, well, yeah, got to get superstars on the same page, you got to get that done. Are you really confident that Zach Kleiman's the guy to go out and find the replacement? Because you would, again, be asking, look at the situation now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zach decided to move on from Taylor Jenkins and go this route and, again, did not do interviews.
Right.
So I'm not suggesting, oh, man, that means you got a clean house. But I'm asking, how comfortable are you with that when previously at a time John Jaren about to be going into year 7 and 8? You know, this is a critical time for the organization. You decided to go unproven, at least in the NBA, with your head coach not do interviews. And so do you give it to him again? That's a Robert Parra question. It truly is. You know, that's the thing about that. Yeah, okay, move on from Isolo. You letting Kleiman pick it?
Yeah.
Because look at what he picked with the last one, a guy that you gave 9 games to and were already ready to move off of 13, 15, 20 games, whatever, if you got to that point. So I'd just say that's not as much an Isolo issue as it is a front office issue for hiring him in the first place, and then, you know, very quickly it burning out, flaming out.
Yep.
So I'd just throw that out there for the folks that the fire Isolo folks. Well, same guy same guy firing him, same guy that hired him.
Right.
So
I mean, no, it's a
be
fair
careful
question.
That yeah.
But I mean, we'll obviously we won't ever get those answers.
Well, again, it's not. I would still say that's if you get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time because you have to see it with some shooting in there, with at least a couple more pieces of your roster. I'm not a guy who believes Brandon Clark's ever going to be the same again, or like he's some savior.
And that's
at least
2 months away.
Well, that one's a long way, and so is Scottie Pippen Jr.
Yeah,
but at least with these two, you're addressing two key needs.
Right.
right? Everything that he can do with rebounding and space and creating space for Ja. But then also the shooting you so desperately need. Ja's been pointing to we have no spacing because we can't make shots. That's why you've had to have Cam Spencer on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So surely Ty Jerome can address that. And let's see what the system looks like that. And if we can see through all this mess, see this vision that Isolo has that, frankly, Zach Kleiman was sold on.
Right. Yeah, no, it's...
I don't know if this vision works for Jaren. That's what I keep going back to.
Well, whether or not you should be catering a system around Jaren, I think, is the question.
But you just paid him. That's the issue.
Yes.
You're hiring...
They clearly,
that's the issue.
Yeah.
You thought when you hired him, okay, yeah, it's going to work for Ja. This is great. It features him. But also your second most important player, the guy you paid to, does it work for him? This one's got the guy, you know, looking like anything but himself. So it has to apply. And that had to be considered when you're hiring the head coach. It's not just something's going to make Ja look good. When you're so committed to Jaren Jackson Jr., it better be something that he can function efficiently and still, you know, and in an engaged way.
Yep.
I mean, I don't care that the true shooting percentage is up if the usage is down.
Yep.
I mean, because what happens is, and Drew just said it, you're not getting the same effort defensively.
Yep.
Because he's not doing his thing offensively. So
yep.
It's a mess.
Yep. It is a mess. We'll take your calls on who deserves most of the blame in just a little bit. But, hey, the good news is that you get a chance to flush this one and for a couple of days before you take on the Cleveland Cavaliers on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Hopefully Ja is back. Hopefully Edie is in. If not.
One more, Cedric Howard. Would have been starting lineup.
Yep, you'll get that.
New starting lineup.
You'll get some juice with Cedric Howard in the starting lineup. Will it be enough to keep you from being an 11.5, 12-point underdog in Cleveland? The answer to that question is probably not. But this is just the situation as it currently stands, and it will remain that way until, you know, some decision is made, whether it's on a player, a coach. This is what it is. But it has been ugly. It has been ugly, and I think it's challenged our most fundamental views of what this team is and can be. You know, this whole conventional wisdom of if you just got Ja and Jaren, I mean, I've held that. I've been like, if you got Ja and Jaren out there, you're going to be not in 2025, dog.
Well, maybe not with this coach or this system. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a combination of those things. They were second in the West last year.
Twice. And then second before the tumble.
At the deadline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just.
And that
all,
was Taylor Jenkins' coach.
That was Taylor Jenkins. So. I don't know, man. It's just been a very precipitous fall for the Grizzlies in the last 8 months. And hopefully this is rock bottom, and they can start to climb their way out.
I'm surprised you didn't see this story because I know how high you hold him up. And Jason Williams, a.k.a. White Chocolate, one of John's faves, one of our faves, Grizzlies' faves, not just John, let's be real, thinks he knows why Klay Thompson is struggling on the basketball court this season. Reading from a TMZ story, he was on the Hoopin' and Hollerin' podcast on Wednesday, just a week after the Mavericks announced they were benching old Klay, four-time NBA champ. He's averaging just 7 points a game. He is shooting. This is a guy who never, I mean, you never saw Klay wake up and shoot less than 40% from three. He's shooting 27% this year, 26.7 to be exact. Man is broke. Patrick Beverley is also on this podcast. He mentioned Thompson's new relationship with Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh.
And Jay Will chimed in. The quote, John, is strong. I'm from West Virginia, man. I've been taught a lot from old folks, old white folks. It only takes one P. He didn't say that, but he said the word. To drag a battleship across the desert. That's how powerful it is. Klay Thompson, I ain't saying that's what it is, but that might be what it is. He isn't the only one. Some fans have pointed to the relationship as ruining. They've blamed it for ruining Klay. Now, and I wanted to know what you thought of Jay Will, and I want to know how many old white folk you've listened to, because I'm sure that's something you and Brad probably can both relate to. I can in two some ways, as you know.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, my issue with the expression is that, you know, drag a battlefield across the desert, like wouldn't that mean like it's powerful, like it empowers you, right? Like it you know, that's strengthens
the,
you.
That's the way he phrased it. Yes.
And in this case, it has done the opposite to Clay.
As kryptonite would.
No, Clay was declining before he and Meg the Stallion got into a relationship. I mean, he just has not been the same guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, even his last year in Golden, that's why he's in Dallas now and not in Golden State anymore, because everybody could tell he couldn't make shots anymore. So I think it's pretty cheap for White Chocolate to blame Meg the Stallion here and not just Father Time.
That's very unfair to Megan. I'm so glad that, again, that's where I was going to go.
Yeah.
I'm glad you see through your fandom.
Oh, yeah, come on, that's great. I mean,
it is so unfair to Meg.
Well, because honestly, look, he's on a podcast, right? He's on a podcast. Yeah. He's trying to be, you know, controversial. It's not controversial to say that Klay Thompson is just 40 years old.
And
of course,
the
jumper leaves you. It's like, that's not going to go viral. Mm-hmm. You know, what's going to go viral is you blame the guy's girlfriend, who, I'll be honest, if there was a, as you put it, pee that would have an effect.
That's how he put it.
I would say Meg the Stallion would be very high atop that list in terms of, you know, powerful, just based on my outside view.
Yeah.
You know, she's S tier, right? And there's just no question about that.
Again, but, I want better for Meg.
Well, I think she seems happy with Clay. Like, I think
his career's over.
Well, he's made money.
He's now going to live off her.
Well, he can, but he's made, you know, hundreds and hundreds of million dollars.
I understand that, but she is a machine that will continue to produce.
No,
likely.
She is. She now look, her career could take a backseat now if she's going to be serious about a relationship. I mean, it's, you know, going on tour and everything like that. Is she going to continue to do that, or she's
Beyonce's been serious about a relationship and her career hasn't suffered as a result of it?
Yeah, no, she has.
Taylor Swift same way, right?
That's true. Even though all that was more recent, but yeah,
more recent.
She profited off of breakups really more than anything.
Again, the way we've talked about their relationship, we haven't blamed Clay's struggles on Meg.
Mm-hmm.
What we have said is we more endorse the B.I. Glow relationship we do the Clay-Meg relationship. Because, again, I would tell you that ceiling for Meg there with Clay, low.
Well, that's how you know it's low. Real. That's how you know low. It's real love. Because she's catching Clay at the end, and she like adores him. She's like sprung. She learned golf. She went golfing
because
and
she still thinks he's good, and she sees the four title rings.
She
bro.
Can't watch him play and not know that he is no longer that guy. Watch one game with the Mavs.
Relevance matters,
right? Yeah,
and soon she will see. Whereas with Glow, there is, you know, B.I.'s been an all star. My issue is I want more for her too.
Yeah, B.I.
I want someone that's on the rise.
Yes.
Not Andy Edwards.
B.I. is not a winner.
But someone, and I'm not too Memphis and too naive to say, oh, Glow and Ja would be great. No, no, no. I'm not trying to make that happen. But I think Glow should aim higher.
I completely agree.
But that though, I more endorse that relationship than I do. Clay, Meg, come on. Clay is washed. At least B.I.'s on the floor.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is true.
He's not getting benched, I don't think, in that messy Toronto situation. Ain't nothing but wings and all that, but I don't think B.I.'s getting benched.
Well, Clay did respond, by the way. Did you see that?
Oh, many have. Fans are accusing him of this. I'm sure he's the same way as you, John, that I can't believe this is coming from Jay Will.
He said, referring to my girlfriend as a bleep is so disgusting and disturbing, especially from someone who played in the NBA. How would y'all feel if I referred to your wives in such a way? Do better, fellas. Very disappointing.
So here is the natural follow-up question, Brad. Looking at you, but it's going to be about John. When you do something like that, you refer to Meg as he did, does it still deserve the on-the-wall treatment? Is he still someone to be held up?
I mean, this is one thing. This is one bad take.
Kind of demeaning.
You know, I'm not hanging the microphone on the wall, right? I'm hanging the jersey.
The player. This is where John would throw back in my face. Mm-hmm. We separate.
We must. This is a Barstool podcast, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, Jay Will signed a deal with Barstool, and he's doing stuff for them. But No, I don't endorse everything J-Lo
says. Stoolie.
As you said, Stoolie. This is going to get the clicks right here.
In fact,
talking about Meg like this.
Yeah.
I think what it is,
very
is
unfair.
It's a lesson in that, you know, I think it's a very true way to live your life. Do not meet your heroes because you will be disappointed more than likely.
Interesting.
Like you will be, like they're not the person that you held them up to be because they have these worldviews or those worldviews or they, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, again, this is... I won't say it's harmless. I think it's pretty harmful to accuse Meg Thee Stallion of being the reason why Clay, but
and even in the way he reasoned it was backwards.
But it's not like he's saying, for example, I won't play with black teammates. You know, that would be, I think, disqualifying.
Mm. But, what about the idea that women as a whole, regardless of race or whatever, can be distracting to your primary profession? In this case, being an absolute laser sharp shooter.
Well, you know what boxers used to say, you know, you don't do it beforehand. Mm-hmm. That's
the only thing
I would apply to this. I
unload mean, the cap, as it were.
Right. Why don't we blame the man for allowing himself to be distracted?
Yes.
Right?
We do.
We can't blame the woman just for existing.
Right. Man can't blame woman.
Yeah, I think that's sexist.
We're not going to do that.
And again, this is, you know, I mean, we all have been distracted by the pursuit at some point in our lives.
It can happen to the best and the worst of us.
Yeah, but I think to you know, that blame goes on you for allowing pursuit to get in the way of your obligations and your responsibilities.
Isn't it hoes before bros before hoes, right?
See, again, very sexist.
That's a sexist term, though. I wouldn't say that.
Illinois
but that
thing.
Was a I've heard that expression.
I mean,
before.
That is, you know, that is what they say, and I think that's more so like, you know,
I
hey,
don't say that. I've heard that.
You choose hanging out with your friends before you hang out with your girlfriend.
That's
right.
I've heard the expression bros before hizzies, you know, just that kind of that very slanderous and sexist language. Wouldn't do that here. Just saying. That's kind of what this is.
But in the end, it's like, you know, we always want to, it's a little like we always want to blame somebody other than the person.
Yeah.
Like we want to blame.
This is J-Will then.
We want to, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We want to blame somebody other than Jaren Jackson Jr. or John Morant for their performances, right? We want to blame the coach.
Fair,
we want
John.
To blame the organization. We want to blame somebody other than Klay Thompson for his performance. We got to blame his damn girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, how much sense does that make?
Come on, bro.
I mean,
you know what? Yeah, and I'm going to raise my hand here. And I'm going to blame myself because I've judged them. You're right, John. They're now living together, and I shouldn't want for more for Meg, in terms of a man, if she's perfectly happy.
That's
right
exactly
now.
Right.
And so if Clay makes her happy with his 7 points per game, then Meg, you go right ahead. I'm so sorry to have judged you two.
Yes, thank you so much. See, this is good, and I don't think a live-in girlfriend would like whether or not like if they broke up tomorrow, is all of a sudden he going to turn into a 45% shooter again? I mean, who is Ja dating? That's who we need to be asking, because that dude's 3-point percentage is in the absolute toilet.
Didn't Taylor Rooks get married this offseason?
She's off the market. Maybe that's why he's depressed.
They're not a thing.
I always thought that there was like this thing during the interviews. They were very locked in during those post games.
That's exactly.
Remember,
what it
she
is.
Said. If she had to ask someone for 20, I think it was, $20.
Yes.
She said she would call Ja. That meant something to us.
Yep.
There seemed to be, and yet what we found out is she had long been dating this, is he an attorney?
Yes.
He's some big
league.
Yeah.
Ivy League grad. We figured it out.
Yeah.
They got married in July. Ja's depressed. Ja is depressed that Taylor Rooks is off the market. That's
do
what
we,
it is.
Do we ever see, you know, like a celebrity girlfriend in there for Ja?
No. He tends
to. Right, like Lowe's in there for B.I. She's at every game now, it feels like. And you always see it.
I think Ja keeps his, you know.
I'm wondering if your theory could be correct.
You know, Memphis is a big, small town. That's, you know, you hear things, but you can't say them on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not an area where I want to go.
Yeah, that
anyway.
One you can't go there, you know but, I mean? Like, you know.
But
meet me at the bar. We'll
I mean,
talk
they,
about
they
it.
Were, we obviously know they were close.
They were very close.
We don't
close.
Know if, they, I mean, it could have been platonic.
Yeah. It
could have been. I mean, who knows?
I'm sure her husband now, it had to have been platonic.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Or
maybe,
I do.
Maybe they weren't together yet.
I mean, that's too close, bro. I thought I read that those two were
engaged.
I'm sure it's a little too
if you're,
close.
If you're
the windows.
Shane Fowler is his name, by the way. If you're Shane Fowler.
Shane.
Shane?
You got to cut off the you know, any platonic. I don't want to see John Morant's name coming up on your phone. She does the show.
She does the show,
does
but
the show.
we're not on a call basis.
I feel you as a man,
bro.
But I'm not sure you can do that because of her profession.
What is he calling to talk about?
He's gonna give her the inside scoop. He wants the trade in Memphis. You ain't gonna take the call. What is she on Prime now? Isn't that the show she does?
I think so, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And fortunately for that brother, that's part of her job. That is. It's tough. John, I don't think you can do it.
We'd have to have a long talk about
what they talk about.
All right. And their business hours.
So you're going to
you're gonna
record the call.
Or I'm not gonna
at least
record the call, but
you're
going
to listen.
Bro, John Morant calling my girl at 10 o'clock at night.
Your girl,
my wife.
Your wife, who at one time she said, if she needs 20, she's calling him.
Right. No
chance.
So
you need to know what they're talking about as her husband.
Oh, there needs to be no talk. There needs to be no talk after 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern
during
Standard
my
Time.
Like Big Red, during office hours.
And if you have anything to tell me,
I can
wait till the next day.
No p.m. calls.
Ain't going to be no p.m.
Right after dinner.
And to be honest, you know, a.m.
What if it's after a game? He's ready to go off.
Again, if...
Call her in the morning.
Yeah. It can wait.
So he can call her at 9 a.m.
Because, we've all seen the Taylor Rooks workout video. All right?
I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to go.
What are you talking about?
I haven't seen
it. Is it suitable for work?
I don't even know there was a Taylor Rooks. I'm dead serious and honest when I say
I did not know. I don't either.
Brad's being very honest. We did not know there was a Taylor Rooks workout video.
Well, yeah. I mean,
really?
Not going to go looking for it. Brad is.
Well, it's on the work computer, is it?
That
is
ain't
safe
nothing
for work?
But temptation.
That's between you
should
and God.
Should I just be on the phone? Or
that ain't nothing but temptation.
Taylor Rooks workout.
What did you even have to put that out there for, John, when
that's
you know?
Sin.
No, it's not
it could
sin.
Be
a, I mean, it's just
she's
her work. She's exercising.
Yes, she is.
I'll bet.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, there can't.
I'm not watching that.
Now, and we're objectifying another man's wife.
You are. You are
cool.
When you bring up this
not
video.
Cool, John.
I mean, it's just the truth.
She
everybody's
put the
it.
Video out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
she's making all kind of money.
She knew
off
what
of
she
it.
Was doing. I mean, there's
it's
no...
really an advertisement for Solid Core or whatever that product is, the workout facility.
Yeah, but I'm just like, you know, my whole thing, you know, that what I don't know if I could, I don't know if I would have the, I don't know if I would have the security, right, personally, to marry a woman like Taylor Rooks in that industry, in that field, where you're constantly rubbing elbows and brushing shoulders with dudes that make $300 million. Over the course of their careers, that's tough. Because he may be the most successful attorney in New York City. He ain't coming close to that. He could be Johnny Cochran.
No, my guess is he has to be that.
Really?
He chose this. So my guess is he is already that dude.
No, yeah, you're right.
That is not threatened by that.
Which is amazing.
Because nobody's taking that chance for all the reasons you just laid out unless they're ready for it. And built for it.
Because like Clay and
so that's why I got nothing but respect for dude.
No, for real.
Because he has to be one of those
Clay
dudes.
Thompson can look Megan Thee Stallion in the face and say, you know, I'm a 8-time All-Star, I'm a 4-time NBA champion. Like, you know, I'm not worried. You know. But you know, it's quite something.
I'd like to shake the brother's hand. What I would do. I would say respect burger to you, brother.
No, I mean, there's no doubt. He gets a respect burger.
Because you know John Collin. I mean, you know, at some point, John said it got to be in the office hours.
Oh, there's got to be business hours. We got to lay some ground
John
rules.
Don't give a damn about your rules.
I know.
As you know.
That's what I would be worried about. It's like, oh, now John's disrespecting my office hours. You know?
Have to have a man-to-man with him, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, what other option would I have?
Could she buy Ja 3s for herself? Would you be cool with that?
No.
When she goes running in his shoes?
Nice shoes.
Hubby, are you good with that?
Where'd you give him?
That'd be tough. Oh. You know, what,
he sent him special
Taylor
order.
Rooks exclusive.
How'd you get those exclusive treads there?
Yeah, I mean,
well, he gave them to me the other night when I was in Memphis.
Like you said, you got to be a grown man, to be ready for that.
It's secure.
Not easy. Not easy to do.
I don't think we've shown we couldn't handle it.
I held my hand up. You know, I saw 1 minute of that workout video, and I recused myself.
Yep. I feel great. I'm not going to look.
Anyway, what a story.
Be strong, y'all.
All right. The Grizzlies are in a bad spot. Bad loss last night. They're now 5 games under 500, and they have 2 road games coming up against really good teams. Seems like it's going to get worse before it gets better. Who deserves most of the blame for this? Is it John Jaren? Is it Ja or Jaren? Is it Tuomas Iisalo? Is it the organization? And don't call in and say everybody. I want to know who gets the blame from you. 445-0929 is the phone number. We'll do that when we get back. J&J, 90 Turn FM, yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
About the Compass Black credit card over at Leaders Credit Union. Lots going on, right? We got trips coming up, the holidays. From tailgates to weekend getaways, it comes with its own set of expenses every year around this time. Well, you want to earn while you spend? Open a Compass Black credit card with Leaders Credit Union to enjoy 3% cash back on every purchase when you sign up for direct deposit, and a 0% introductory APR for 15 months. No annual fees, no limits. It's like free cash, man. Get it with the Compass Black credit card. Learn more, visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Visit their website for full details and disclosures. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by the NCUA. All right, 445-0929 is the phone number. Who are you blaming? Who gets the blame? Who gets most of the blame? We go to Latrell. Latrell, you're on.
Hey, guys. Man, I'm telling you, I love y'all's show, man. Jason and John, y'all guys are hilarious. Y'all speak the truth. And I love it. Y'all need to open that line up just a little more, though, man, because it'd be a lot to say. But you guys doing it. I want to say Jaren Jackson, but I can't put it all on him because it's the whole team not playing well. It has to fall on the coach. The coach is the key. You take on the identity of your coach. So Taylor Jenkins was a hell of a coach. I love him. But I think the coaching got to do something better. That's my thought.
Latrell, thanks for the love, man. Appreciate it. So he's
appreciate you, Latrell.
I'm scoring this. I'm scoring this, by the way. I want to make sure that we do this, you know, we get something productive out of this.
That's a mark for Isolo.
That is a mark for Tuomas Isolo.
One vote for Isolo.
Who gets most of the blame? 445-0929 for this Grizzly start. We go to Nick. You're downtown. Nick, you're on.
Hey, guys. What's going on? What's
up, yo, Nick?
So, I mean, it just seems the way everything's been working out. you know, ever since the Taylor Jenkins thing last year, I mean, the getting rid of his assistant coaches and everything, it seems like everything's probably going to fall on Klieman. I mean, it seems like it should at this point. But, I mean, you know, just making all the decisions, you know, they'll give him, I think, till probably maybe January or February to try to get everything, you know, when we get everybody back and, or not everybody, but, you know, 80 and hopefully Ty Jerome. But getting the injuries back, you know, it's probably looking like it's going to fall on Klieman. He's been making the decisions, and it just kind of seems like, you know, everything's fallen through. You love all the players he's got, but it's just about time.
All right. Nick, thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call.
That's one for Klieman.
Vote for Zach Klieman.
445-0929. When it comes to this Grizzly start, who gets most of the blame? We go to A1, the barber. A1.
Did we lose A1?
We're going,
there he
we're
is.
Going on, gentlemen. Gentlemen. Up, gentlemen.
We're here.
Man, how y'all doing, brother?
Man, doing well. And blessed to hear from you, my brother.
Hey, can you come chop me up, man? Can you come to the studio? I gotta get a haircut.
Cost you more.
Out the muscle, I come chop you up. Out the muscle, you know I will.
Do you cut white hair?
Man, I'm fat. I mean, I cut your hair with fat.
All right,
with fat.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, man. But that's weird. I can chop you though, bro. Yeah, man. Hey, when it come down to this, bro, I'm gonna be 100, man. Ain't no way Isolo's supposed to be there, man. We need to get him up out of there. I think we need to get Klieman up out of there, and we need to go get John somebody up, because Jerry Jackson Jr. is the common denominator. He sucked. He didn't matter there, gentlemen. That's all I got to say. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Well, this
he kind of blamed
the
everybody.
Judges here a little. Yeah.
He kind of blamed everybody.
The
I feel
first
like
one was Isolo.
It was the first one, but he didn't kind of work his way down. I think we have to throw his vote out. I'm sorry. He voted for everybody, you know? We want to know who you blame the most. Not, I mean, because everybody deserves blame, right? And whose feet are you really laying this at? 445-0929. I hate to throw out A1's votes, but I am going to have to do it. Jim, you're on.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing, guys? I think you got to start at the top of the board, and that's the leadership and GM Klieman, because the recipe for Jaren Jackson's success is fairly straightforward. He's successful when he's got a great big man next to him.
Yep.
Zach Edey is new, fresh, rookie, can't expect great things out of rookies. You can be the rookie of the year and still be the 28th best rookie in the best center in the league. So you needed in the offseason to get a second big-bodied big man for the what-if scenario of Zach Edey going down. And even with Zach Edey in, especially with a Zach Edey or a Steven Adams, you look at when Jaren Jackson flourished, Defensive Player of the Year, All-NBA, he had a big guy next to him. He can't play the five. We know he can't play the five, doesn't want to play the five, doesn't want to rebound. But he gets all his rebounds, plenty of rebounds, and he blocks shots when he has a big presence next to him. So, to me, it starts with the offseason. And then the coach has to deal with the hand he's dealt, and that's the players are going to be the last part of that. Yeah, obviously, you got to get buy-in from the players, but I'm going with Klieman.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call.
Vote Zach Klieman.
It's like Survivor, you know? It's like who gets voted off island.
Yes. On the counter.
You got to get that Survivor theme. Man, the phone lines are blowing up now that we've challenged this. We've challenged the city.
I'm having a phone lock issue. Pardon me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.